This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I am Farai Chidea. Iranians begin voting tomorrow. The president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has been furiously campaigning against three candidates, and we have John Line with us, the BBC's correspondent in Tehran. I'm going to jump right into this. Official campaigning has ended, but I think that there's some controversy over how much time Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been getting for campaign spots on TV, for public appearances, far more than opponents. Isn't that correct?
Well, yeah, basically, Iranian TV, under much pressure, had laid out a very neat schedule of giving all the campaign, all the campaigners equal airtime. They even had presidential debates here for the first time with all the campaign, all the candidates one-on-one. And then at the last minute, President Ahmadinejad complained that he'd been lied against and slandered and demanded more airtime on state TV just before the end of the campaign. And so they granted him 20 minutes last night. And then apparently, although it's hard to get this confirmed, apparently only offered the other candidates sort of 60 seconds each, maybe because they hadn't been lied against so much. So they boycotted this. Mr. Ahmadinejad had his 20 minutes when he put more accusations against his opposition contenders when he said that they'd been spreading false statistics about him gathered by Zionist entities, in other words, Israeli companies, which is about as bad an insult as you can get here. Meanwhile, his opponents stood outside the TV station, or at least their supporters, and they had to put the barricades up.
So tell us about the main opponent in this race. Who is really in the pole position against Ahmadinejad?
By most accounts, Mir Hussein Mousavi. He's a former prime minister. He's, frankly, a very uncharismatic, grey-haired, 67-year-old who was prime minister during the Iran-Iraq war, sort of reputation for being sort of very efficient and competent, but certainly not very exciting. However, somehow, he's inspired the youth vote, the young, new, middle-class, educated, pro-Western, a lot of them women, and they've flocked out onto the streets night after night after night.
Now, is this a situation where people are free to have their say? You've covered this before, these presidential elections before. How free are people to make a choice?
You know, it's very strange. I mean, for start, what's happening before the election? I mean, I've been here 2 years. And I hadn't seen a single demonstration that was not government-approved. Student protests virtually ended. It was a very tightly controlled society. Then just in the last week, people have come out on the streets in huge numbers, and it's quite clear the authorities don't know what to do about it and are not going to repress it. Now, the election itself, most people reckon it will be probably fairly free and fair, although there could be the odd million or two votes going astray here and there. Of course, that is within
the already
existing
restrictions. I love that. Fairly free and fair.
Well, these things are. But the point is that already before you go into the election, they've disqualified a lot of the candidates, including all the women. So within a narrow range of choice, you've probably got a free choice.
All right. Give me one final line. What does the U.S. and what do EU nations hope is going to happen?
Well, I think they want somebody who will engage in serious negotiations with them on the nuclear issue, basically. Some people might say perversely that President Ahmadinejad might be the person to do it because he could deliver. Other people might say more realistically Mir Hussein Mousavi or one of the other candidates have certainly been a lot more moderate in what they've said and are more open to dialogue, although whether it'll go anywhere is quite another question.
Well, thanks so much. That's the BBC's John Line talking about the Iranian elections.
Voting starts tomorrow.